And that is a big tell. Any kind of in the US of A or places in the West, armed occupation is a, by definition, a power staged event. Recall Alice telling us that, oh, and just to finish that thought, that these power staged events are going to happen more and more to the degree that we wake up. So we are going to have to think about how to nullify a strategy, power strategy, of creating crises in order to refocus the eyes of our brothers and sisters back on them, the global state statesmen, if our movement starts to build momentum. Now, let's recall Alice telling us that we don't question that which is a continuation of our childhood. What are the essential qualities of our childhood under class? Dependence, coercion, obedience training, or training to be of service, which is utilitarianism, which in our opposing, we are sharing Alice's anti-pedagogical position. And so ultimately, a key characteristic, performance, relinquishment of the authentic self, or self-betrayal, and so duplicity or dishonesty. These are qualities that weaken our spirit, cause erosion of it, and deepen the loss of vitality that stems from the betrayal of our true self. And I'm mulling something Alice said in our last show from the audio file called Rousseau's Sadism. Quote, "Perhaps the reason it's difficult for me to share von Braunmühl's optimism," who exposed that all pedagogy is pervaded by the precepts of poisonous pedagogy, "is that I regard the idealization of one's own childhood as a major unconscious obstacle to learning for parents." Listening to this audio again, it strikes me that this dynamic could represent the largest unconscious question, the gap between what our body knows and what our head, the mind of power, because we've all been conditioned that way, says, and that this legacy of unconscious uncertainty is perhaps childhood's underclass, childhood's chief legacy, unnoticed by adults' suffering, pain, loneliness, whether suppressed or recalled. This pain sets the pattern, this uncertainty sets the pattern for its acceptance one's life long.